Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Don't just make money. Let's make a difference. That is a quote from Grant Cardone. In this episode, we're going to be talking about revenue streams for artists and how to create multiple revenue streams. So, okay. Hello, guys. What are y'all working on?
I am working on my brand book and putting together a few more patterns and designs to coordinate with some of the ones I already have.
Your brand book looks really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to have it available on your website?
That's the plan.
Oh, that's going to look so nice.
Yeah. So it's just a long work in progress, and I don't feel like I have enough. Like, I have some good, solid heroes, but not necessarily coordinates to go with some of those heroes. So I've been working through that process.
Heroes are like the main print.
Right. Or like some really nice motifs.
Gotcha.
That make a great, like, I've got my flamingos, my bee flamazing flamingos, but I don't have a lot of coordinates to go with my bee flamazing flamingos. So I'm just trying to create a few pieces to help accentuate a room. So if you wanted the bee flamazing flamingos as your comforter, what would I use for the sheets? What would I use for the curtains? What would I use for pillows?
Gotcha.
So that's a holistic approach to my designs.
All right. So, you're trying to pick out the best of the best then.
Correct. It's supposed to be the best of the best of the best.
Because I know you were working on it last week, and I'm like, but I like this one. She goes, I like it too, but it's not the best one. I'm like, okay.
And I was like, well, what about
I like this guy? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay.
What about the doors?
I don't like the right ones.
I know. But I'm like, what about your doors? And she was like, no. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I like all your work.
Stop trying to help.
Exactly. I wasn't helping at all.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Well, what are you working on?
Oh, gosh. I just had a brain fart. What am I working on? Oh my gosh, I remember. Okay, so you remember when I went on the sabbatical where I saw the snail and I was taking pictures of the snails? So I've been painting at Providence and every Saturday, and I've started this painting and I'm just making it up as I go. So I started putting those little snails into it, and it's like really.
Is this the one with the fox?
And yes, the fox and the hummingbird are looking at each other, and he's surrounded by everything that he likes to eat. And snails are apparently something that he eats. But I got the little snail in there that I was like just geeking out about. And when I look, you know, people are watching me paint as they walk by, and they're fascinated by those little details like that. And I thought of you guys when I brought in the snail, because I remembered it was episode on July 20th. What episode was it? We're not yet July 20th.
June 20th?
I wrote down July.
It's got to be June then.
But yeah, it's got to be some point. It was one of the episodes where I talked about the snail and accidentally stepping on it and crushing it.
Yeah.
And so
I decided I named him.
What'd you name him?
Bilbo.
Bilbo? Bilbo the snail?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
the
cute.
Hobbit, Bilbo.
Okay, well, there's two snails on this log right
Sam
now.
Sam and Bilbo.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, maybe that would be a fun thing is when I finally finish this, because I want to add a skunk and a couple other characters into
it. We can name them. You can put them up and say, name the characters.
I love that.
It when we're like, yes, light bulb moment.
This is what happens when creatives get together.
Exactly.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
I know. And there
With
is
Sam
a rabbit.
And Bilbo.
Yeah, there is a rabbit.
But that's what I'm working on. I have no idea when I'm going to finish it, because it's just, like I said, building as I go. And I'm doing it all in burnt sienna, just that color alone. And then I'll add in the glazes once I'm done figuring out what all I want the story to be.
Okay.
So that's
very cool.
Yeah. It reminds me of your Santa piece.
Yeah.
And because that took you a while, and like,
I was just making that up.
You
as
were,
I go.
Yeah, you were like, I think I'm going to put a mouse here. I'm going to put a raccoon here.
Yeah.
You just kept on and on. Cool. It was funny.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, I'm doing Christmas in July. I'm doing Christmas lights. Awesome. Colored.
Aren't they
Christmas
gorgeous?
Lights. That's
beautiful.
Just my first label. I mean, first label.
Really?
My first layer.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm having fun with it because that's beautiful. One of the challenges in the art community is Christmas in July. Come up with something. So,
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And I'm getting sick of the king and queen. I've been trying to, been working on those since her Jubilee. And I think they officially suck. And
No, they don't. Why don't you just wiped out the nose completely so you didn't?
I can't get her. It's the second time because you told me paint her again. So I'm okay, I'll paint her again.
I would try it again and do it in your style, not the black and white.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to have to do that because I think those officially suck. Those might just go in the trash.
Okay, so what I just heard from both of you guys right now is like your brand book is that needs more hero images, and you're like this. You guys are putting yourselves down.
Oh.
Knock it off.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Mother. Yes, Mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you guys are way better than you're giving yourselves credit for it. And I understand that you're your worst critics, but come on. Your brand book is looking freaking fabulous.
Oh, I know.
Thank you. My God.
I want her to do mine.
I don't even know, like, yeah.
It looks so good. Like, it looks so professional.
Right.
I've been overthinking it.
Don't over. Which, it's fine to a point.
But I want it to be.
Do you?
I'm trying to overthink it from the standpoint.
Do you, girl?
Yep. Is just that it's, you know, I want it to rock someone's world when they receive it.
That's gorgeous.
That's the purpose.
I think it.
I love my one page flyer, it's really two pages front and back, but I love my flyer. Yeah. And the brand book is following that same sort of theme. So I'm really happy with where they're at.
Yeah. Golf clap.
Yeah. It's just doing really well.
It's just making, I want to be able to create here.
You're about to say something else.
You're making,
you
make
started to say, I'm just making, and then you changed over, and I was like, what were you about to say, girl?
Sure. I want it to be, when you look, I want to be able to do an entire room. Mm. With all, I have a bedroom that can put a comforter, a rug, two prints, drape. I think even the bench can have a pattern on it. But I want each one of those pieces to be a piece of my art, not just a solid color.
Right.
And so that's why I'm going through this effort of trying to get that all.
Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
So our artist spotlight. God, you can't say that fast. Our artist spotlight for this episode is on Jana Misery.
Yep.
And it's ANJANAMISTRY.com. She's an illustrator. And you have a little background with her.
Yeah. So I met her in Spain. She lives in Barcelona, originally from the UK. And she does a lot of gouache painting. Mm.
And is that what it is?
Yes. And I just fell in love with it. And it looks like her Instagram is full of a bunch of fruits and vegetables right now, which are so adorable and cute.
So summery.
It's very bright.
Yeah.
But not overly.
Bright. So I have gouache, and I've not had a lot of success with gouache. So I was always asking her tips on how to paint with gouache and how she does
it. Oh, that's exciting.
And I love her work. It's just so detailed. It's very pretty.
It's illustrative and simplistic and complicated at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a really good mix. Like, I love her little bird and her toucan
I love that poppy in black and white right over there.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
And then she's got a peacock, which is absolutely gorgeous. I can't imagine you just passed it.
Well, she's got a couple peacocks.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. But that one right there is just, oh, the amount of detail in it. I love it.
I like that rock stack over there too.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pen nice. And ink. Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. This is another artist to watch. Definitely go to her website and follow her on Instagram and Facebook, guys.
And she's got a shop too.
She looks amazing. Yeah.
We'll leave the links in the bio, in the notes. Yeah.
In the show notes. Okay. So we're talking about multiple revenue streams for artists. So here are your top three ways to do it. And we're going to make $1 million this year, right? Is that how it works?
I wish.
Please tell me that's how it works. Because I know it's not how it works, actually. Trying to figure out what to do with your art is, there's so many different ways you can look at it. You could do, like, we have friends that just do shows, local mm-hmm. shows, and I don't know what you call that, like
art fairs,
yes. things like that. Yeah, art shows and craft shows and things like that. And that's their main thing.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it too, is they've actually picked like their main jam. And so they're able to focus all their stuff in there. And because you focus, there's a saying, where your focus goes, energy flows. And because they're focused on that, that's their primary revenue stream.
And her price range is good for that.
Yeah.
So they're small prints, they're easy to transport, and they're like I think it's like $30 or something. I mean, that's an easy $30 to make.
Yeah.
And then some people are like we mentioned Elizabeth last time, she just does prints.
Mm-hmm. Prints on demand.
Like prints on demand and things. So there's like, it just seems like you should be doing everything. And then it makes me feel like I get overwhelmed and I do nothing.
Right.
So I guess we should just talk about different revenue streams. And one way to do that for sure is to be online.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So,
online. And there's multiple ways that you can be online.
So, yeah.
With that, it's either print on demand, or you can have your own shop, or you can go through Etsy and you can do a combination of, you know, your own originals and print on demand.
Mm-hmm. Or like Shopify, Etsy, Kajabi, mm-hmm. a WordPress site.
Yeah. So there's multiple ways to do the online presence. You just have to figure out which one, what the pros and cons are, and which one works for you.
Correct. And you can even do just Facebook now, because Facebook has a shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's how I feel about that.
Well, yes, I know, right?
I mean, but it's there.
Yeah.
If anyone just happens to be looking mm-hmm. and they want to, you know, I don't know of anyone that would buy print on Facebook, though, but I could be wrong.
Well, and then you also have, that's new and cutting edge, is the metaverse artwork and such through NFTs and that to put into your metaverse room. I don't understand it all, but, you know, I mean, you've got that whole online area
buying
to
like
tap.
Digital version of it.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, there's just never-ending ways to put your art
just
out there online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're feeling overwhelmed as a listener, just to let you know that I am feeling a little anxious and overwhelmed just by that. And I know how to do a website. And I'm like,
yes, I know. There's a lot.
Well, and I actually did like a series of articles and videos just about this topic.
Yes, so let's mention that.
And you can go to the StephanieWeaverArtist.com. And
you have about 10 blogs on it, don't you?
I'm sure. But when you go to the blog section, which is under Artist Resources, you can search on Revenue Stream, and there's a bunch of articles that come up. And I know whenever we talk with artists about, okay, the first thing that you really need to do is get a website.
Yes.
Website is something that you own. And then you kind of dive into like, okay, well, how can I sell? Well, what are you wanting to do with what you sell? Are you going to want to integrate with like a print-on-demand vendor? Are you just wanting to sell originals? And that will lead you to what kind of website you want to create.
Yep.
And so then another revenue stream is teaching. You can teach online.
Yeah.
Well, that might lead you to...
teaching workshops.
Well, that might lead you to maybe setting up a Patreon-type site. Mm-hmm. And then, or you might get a Teachable or Udemy or Skillshare.
So then you change just your artwork into like an art business.
Right.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to decide where do you want to go and focus on that area. Just like you were talking about the art fair guys and art, art. That's what they do. They don't really have websites. I've looked.
Right.
And because they don't want to.
Exactly. They don't do it at all. They don't want it to be available there because they don't want to dilute.
Right.
Their...
but you got our good friend Jim Solomon. He used to do those art fairs all the time, but he recognized that at some point I'm going to retire from this, and then started building his online presence using art storefronts.
Yes.
Another,
which is another
great,
it's another great resource.
So, you know, basically you just got to decide what you want to do, and then the how comes in. Then you pick out the website.
Yep.
But, you know, when you...
but you're very analytical. And I think a lot of... we were talking to another friend of ours, Neville. And he was saying, like, he goes down the creative rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I always have my camera with me. And then he takes pictures for this and that and this. And then he also does, you know, headshots, weddings, this, that.
But I mean, like, he's created different revenue streams, too.
All kinds of different revenue streams, which he loves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it does kind of put you in different directions.
Right.
But the core of it for him is the photography.
Photography.
So he's got like a website that's focused on travel-based images.
Right.
He's got another website that's just... weddings.
Yeah. And then one for just headshots. Yeah.
Yeah. So the core of it is all photography. Same thing with all what we're going to do. So core of it's going to be art. It's just got different branches to that tree of life, so to speak.
Yes.
So do you think our listeners need to think about who their customer is, who their audience is, before they think about this revenue stream? Or do they go, you know what, this artwork lends to decoration, I'm just going to go for it?
I think they need to do what they want.
Right. That's what I was going to say is, you know, I think it boils down to more of defining who your target market is based on what your artwork is and what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Out of your business before you can answer any of those questions.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, you need to do some real planning, business planning of what you're trying to go for and what you want. Like for me, I dabbled in a little bit here and there and figured out, okay, no, I don't want to do art shows. Nope.
Yeah.
Not for me. I gave it a go. I don't care for it.
They're hot.
They're hot. Oh my gosh, they're hard. Yes. There's a ton of freaking work.
We're based in Alabama. Yeah. They're hot.
And I just was like, nope, not for me. Okay. So now let me try something else. So I tried a few things before I sat down and really said, okay, what do I want my art business to look like? Where do I want it to be in 5 years, 10 years, whatever that might be? And then now that I've tried a few different things, now I'm able to really focus in on the direction I want my business to go in.
I think that's really important. What you just said is you were trying to do things the way you thought should be done because all these other artists were doing that. And I think we should recognize, you know what? You need to walk your own path and figure out what is going to work for you and your artwork.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like you got to experiment. So,
yes.
You know, if I go back when I lived in Atlanta, I joined this, it was like an after school art program where I went around and taught kids.
Right.
Turns out I don't like teaching kids. So that didn't last very long. And then I just assumed that I didn't like teaching. And it wasn't until probably about 3-4 years ago where a lady asked me in the way that she positioned it, I couldn't say no. And, but she asked me if I would teach her. And I said, sure. Cause I couldn't say no the way she phrased it. But anyway, had I not taken that and just left at it, I wouldn't have found out that I like teaching adults.
Right.
So, I mean, you just got to try stuff.
Yeah.
And see what you actually like. Because you...
Yeah. And then you get rid of the stuff you don't like. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Another good revenue stream, and another one of our friends does this, and you do this quite a bit too, is commission work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love commissions. Well, I love commissions because I get to learn about the animals, and then I get to paint and send them off on their way. But not everybody likes commissions, and that's what I hear too. Is they've tried it, and it just sucks their will to live.
But, yep.
Oh my god.
No, I know, because you've got to deal with a person, and you got to deal. Yeah. You've got to be able to separate yourself emotionally from the art.
The artwork, yeah.
And that's really hard for some people.
What, like for those of that do want to get started, how do you get started? In like number one, you got to make sure it's on your website,
yeah.
Or put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm taking commissions until Christmas, or mm-hmm. something. Like that.
Yeah, you got to put it out there, because most of the time people aren't going to ask you. And that way you can also, when you say I'm taking commissions, you can say four, because I remember telling you guys the story. I got a request to do a commission of a nude, this nude black guy, and I was just like, I don't do nudes.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can send you to so-and-so who does.
Right.
but you can specify what you do, and you're not going to know that until you actually do it. Because I did, like, I went to a Wednesday night drawing class in Atlanta, and we sat there and drew or painted nude people, and I never once drew the thingy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
There was always a hole right there.
Or just make him like a Ken doll.
I wish I would have thought about that.
We'll just make that.
I mean, I didn't
make a little curve.
I wasn't even smart enough or whatever to stick a fig leaf there, or, you know.
Oh my god, that's
just
funny.
Totally blank. But
but you still sat there. I don't even know if I could. I think I would be like, I'm 12 inside still. I would be like giggling, going,
you're just like, oh Lord. Just gonna keep going. But it was, you know, that was something that's when I learned I'm not gonna be a nude portraitist, you know.
Right.
But
I love that you tried it though.
I know. Yeah. I do love that you
I don't think I wouldn't not have done that.
It was fun. I mean, I looked forward to it. It really improved my drawing skills. It really did, because you had 5-minute gestures, and then you had a 15-minute setting, and then we had like longer ones. So you learned how to draw relatively quickly and focus on particular movements, or, you know, sometimes I just drew a hand, you know.
Wow.
You know, it just kind of whatever you wanted to. Wasn't bad.
Well,
but yeah,
fun.
I never once drew that. My point to this embarrassing story is that you got to try stuff.
Yeah, you do have to try
and
stuff.
And put it out there for, if you are going to do commissions, put it out there. But maybe
what you're willing to do.
Right. I mean, if I hadn't taken that pattern making class that I took to make my own patterns, I wouldn't have figured out how much I love making patterns.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good. Yeah.
You're really good at that. I don't think I could do it. I've never tried it, honestly, but I don't see me having the patience for it.
I think it's just a matter of, like you said, trying different things and seeing what, you know, floats your boat and you like and enjoy and, you know.
So another way, which I have heard of this, but I've never done it, and I'm surprised you did, but to apply for grants. There are grants, I guess, federal, state, local grants for artists.
Yeah, I've applied to, I think, 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was president of Huntsville Art League, I did two applications for that. And we actually got money for that. But the two that I did individually, I didn't see anything from it. And so I struggled with this one. I think a lot of people can get grants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not one of them. I don't understand. Like, I understand it, but
I know that
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to get a grant.
I know, like Low Mill, every now and again they'll put out an announcement that, hey, this grant's available.
Right.
Even like for the city of Huntsville or the city of Madison or Alabama, state of Alabama, there are these grants that are coming out. So they're pretty good about letting those artists know. But I guess you can just look up artist grants for your area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because you got a no from one doesn't mean you're going to get a no from all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's, maybe you need to apply for more.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
It's, I'll be honest, it's a lot of work to apply for those grants. Some of them are relatively easy. But like I tried one that was just literally like a Google form. And that one was easy, but I didn't see any money from it either. So I don't know.
Yeah. And we kind of touched on this, but another way to do or have a revenue stream is to teach.
Yeah.
Of some kind. And I know, Julie, you're are expanding on that.
Yeah. So I've just picked Skillshare to be my platform. It's just simple. It's easy for me. And I've got a list of about 10 different classes that I want to film and do. And I need to set aside time to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like all this takes time. Yeah. Like you're working on your licensing project now. Right. So you're focused on your brand book. That'll come like you're once that's done and you kind of finished that path and got that worked out, then you can go to the teaching thing.
Yeah. Well, and even from a goal standpoint, you know, the whole licensing and putting everything together for that has taken so much longer than I had planned in my goal setting. And so it's setting other things off and making room for them down, down the path so I can focus on the licensing. It's just, you know, you've got to put 100% effort through one of the areas that you want to go down and then let it work for you. And then start the next one. Like you can't go after all of these things at the same time.
Right.
And I think that's probably the hardest thing as artists for us to learn because we are creatives. We go down rabbit holes. We jump from shiny object to shiny object. Oh, this artist is doing that. Oh, this artist is doing that.
It's like, you get inspiration. Oh,
yeah. And
I'm putting that in quotes.
Right.
And then you end up going, maybe I should Instagram reel. Great. I want to try that.
Yeah. Right. So it's, you know, keeping your head in the game of what you focused. And I think that's the hardest part because at that beginning stages, you're not necessarily making the money. You're putting in all this work and effort and you're not getting a return on that investment yet.
Well, and then we get to the next one and you mentioned it too. It's like licensing or what is it? Like just merchandising your art. And I guess that's through like Etsy or print on demand or how you want to do that. So there's a lot of steps on that. I know you've done a lot of research on it too.
Yeah, like your when we talk about that, it's even like your Redbubbles, your Society Six, Zazzle, even Shopify. You can merchandise your art with integration with Printify, Printful, and so there's a lot of opportunities there. And what I love about those, it's that's the actual passive income.
Yes,
but it takes a bit to build up those things.
Right.
I think when Julie and I were talking about, was the beginning of this year, we had a goal of getting like 300 items up on Redbubble. I've totally bombed on that goal.
I have too. I'm like at 20 designs.
I'm going to say, you had, what in the world possessed you to think of 300?
We did
one a day.
We did the math.
One a day or something, which is.
It was like three a week or something.
Yeah, because you do like one design and it goes on like 20 different
and then you
products.
Do, right. And you do a different color palette of that design. But we did the math. It's a successful Society Sixers and Red Bubblers. And really, I mean, those ones that are successful have hundreds of designs up.
Yeah.
And it is possible because you're not creating a whole nother design. You're taking that design you already have and changing the colorway. But for me, the licensing and brand book, I mean, my time is limited.
Right.
And we've been doing college visits.
Oh my gosh, she's got a spreadsheet. Looks
phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, working on the application process and all this, like it's taking more time for me to help with that than I have available necessarily for my work. So, you know, I had something had to give and I had to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll pick that back up. So it's not that I'm not putting any designs up. I'm just putting fewer than I had planned. And I may catch up, you know, I may get this brand book done by the end of the month and then I'll be able to catch up again. Right. Because in the brand book, I'll have more designs that I haven't put up yet. You know, so, you know, it just, you've got to pick that one thing to focus on because time is limited. You can't add more time to our day.
And I don't know. Those are some of my ideas. Do you have any more? And we're at,
oh gosh. the sale of originals.
Yeah, that's another one.
And so,
that's
like getting big one. Getting so into
pricing it correctly, yeah,
and getting into museums or galleries if you choose to go that route, or just go to your online shop, whichever one you choose. That one.
Do you think you need an agent for that if you're going to go into a gallery?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Not for galleries.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else do I have on my list?
almost nothing. I mean, the gallery's already taken a heavy
cut. Yeah, the gallery's already 15%.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we were. I was doing. Well, I'm working on an article that, like, verbal diarrhea type of. Here's your statistics and everything. And 69, according to Art Basel, $69.1 billion is the art industry. And so, and a lot of that is like museums and galleries and art dealers and those guys and auctions. Meanwhile, artists are making an average. Well, the minimum wage is $9.43, and the max is like $25 an hour. So,
which is still not a lot.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And so what you see there, what those numbers tell you is that the galleries and everybody are making more money than the actual artists. So the artists really need to start pushing to selling their art online and start doing their own marketing, which is basically what we're talking about here.
Right.
So they can start, you know, creating that living that they actually want.
So you'll have to let us know if you guys are doing something that we haven't thought of, and you need to be sure and check out Stephanie's website. Go to her blogs. She has some great ideas, even more great ideas on how to maximize your revenue stream as an artist. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.